The Tanoikis Mish Rabban used to have cheder Friday night and used to learn with their Rebbe the whole parsha is the Mavis Hedra then. The Koran Lor HaNer, and it says you are allowed to be Koran Lor HaNer. So you see, you are allowed to lay the Sefer Torah in front of the Ner. And the Gemara Boy is Seima Rosh HaParsha Yosef. There also, that that you could read just means to check where the parsha starts from, where the parsha ends, but not to read say the whole parsha. The Boy is saying another Terence is Shani Tanoikis. The reason why the Tanoikis, the children, had a heter to read in the Sefer in front of the light on Shabbos, Hayu be Amos Rabban Aleim. Well, Pasha, they're doing in front of the Rebbe, and they're afraid of the Rebbe. We're not afraid they'll come to move the wick on Shabbos. Because the Talmud in front of his Rebbe doesn't do anything unless his Rebbe gives him a shus. At least that's the way the kids were, B'zman HaGemara. Rashi. Amos Rabban Aleim, Tap Rashi. Ein Poishtin Yad, they don't even move their hands. Even in the middle of the weekday, they will not go out of their seats or do anything unless the Rebbe gave them a shus. So now they have Amos, Rabban, Olav. For them, it's mutter on Shabbos to lane from the sefer on Friday night. We're not afraid that they'll be matel, they'll move the sefer. He's not afraid of the Rebbe. Chazan's not afraid. So actually, they're learning the same thing.
But they are.
And if it would be the same thing, it would be mutter. You have to say it's somewhere different. They're doing different in Yonim. They're holding by Shishi, and he wants to look at Shani now, Shlishi. The same thing, you're right, it'll be mutter. Right, the Kiyotze boy, lo yoichol hazav im hazav. Mishnah says another hachok they made, that a Zav and a Zover shouldn't eat together. Mishum Herigal Aveira. Maybe they'll come to have Tashmish. And a Zover, she's like an eater, she's a Nisakoris, so they shouldn't eat together unless they have Shon Hekerim. More Tanya. Reb Shum Ben Elazar Weimer. Bol V'rol Ad Heichen Pirutza Tarei B'Yisrael. Loshen Pirutza means how stark, how choshev. Drashi Pirutza means Gevura, Gavra. I mean how strong they were in this Indian, how makba they were upon Tarei B'Yisrael. Drashi Pirutza the Yom of Akedma. So the more why? The Mishnah didn't have to say a man shouldn't eat with his wife when she's a neder. But that was treated, that they didn't do. It's about they're afraid that the man is Torah, and as man had Gemara, they used to eat everything but Tyrim, so they wouldn't eat with the same place their wife ate when she was a neder, because whatever she touches became Tomei, and they wanted to eat but Tyrim. So Pshita or Torah would not eat with the Tomei. Elo, what does the Mishnah have to say? Chiddush, lo yoichol azav im azover. So even though the husband is also a zav, he's also tamei, so I'll stop eating the food that's tamei. It's mut to him now to eat tumah, because anything he eats is tamei. Still, the Mishnah says they shouldn't eat together without a heker, mifnei hergal aveira. Because we're afraid that they'll become ruggle, come close to one another, and maybe they'll have tashmish together. Therefore, they shouldn't eat together. Eating together here means avada without hachoka, without, or at least, some type of hekera. Allah of this brought down here is neither also. When wife is a neither, you eat together on the table, you're supposed to have some heker there, some shinui on the table that reminds you to know she's a neither, and you wouldn't come with a hergal aveira. But without any shinuyim, that's this din that a zav and a zavah shouldn't eat together, mefnei hergal aveira. Shrashi, shloi shenino, shloi yecha torim temeya, mefnei erva, als the erva, because his wife is a neither. The fish like hutzvachulakach. He didn't have to tell us that. Shekulon oichlin chulein b'tayra. All the men them is man. Gemara used to eat all the chulin b'tayra. Hoyu. So hoyu oichlin in mishusayim tomeyos. And when the wife was a tamin either, they didn't eat together because if your wife would touch any of your food, she'd be matam of the food. And at that time they ate b'tayra, so that was treated they didn't eat with the wife on tummy. Now the chiddush is when the man is also tummy, he's a zav. And then asuchas tummy be mutter to eat together. Still, they didn't eat mishum hergal aveira. So the Gemara kiyotze boy lo yoichol zav porish. That means a chosh of a zav. A porish means a talmud chacham like im zav amoris. With a zav that's not so makbed on halachis, he's not amoris. Why? Shema yagalenu etzloi. Maybe he'll come close to you. So for the Gemara v'chi magal etzla mehevi. Why do I care if the zav amoris comes close to the zav porish? They're both tummy right now. What do I care if he comes close? Mashmo will touch you, but you're also tummy right now. Zatmar Ella Ema Shem Yachlenu Dvaram Tumei. that maybe the Zav, Amoritz, will give the Zav Porish to Meyatit. Now that he's a Zav and he's Tomei, everything he eats is Tomei anyway. So why not Kamina? What are we afraid? The Zav Amoritz will give him something to eat. So Rashi, Otto Zav Porish Lav Dvorm Tomei Mochel, for they call Maga Tomei. It's called the man you're a Zav, anything you are not a Tumra, anything you touch becomes Tomei. So whatever you eat is tummy anyway. So what's the difference if the Zav touch, if the Amoris touches it or you touch it? So why can't you eat together with the Zav Amoris? Omer Rabbi, the Gzeira is like this. Gzeira Hashem Yachilenu Dvorim Sheinu Musukonim. We're afraid maybe the Amoris will give you tea, Trumas, and Maestris that he didn't take off. Dvorim Sheinu Musukonim. That's an Issa. That there's no Heta for. That's the Rabbi's Teres. For Rava Rama name, that wouldn't be the pshat here. For Roiv Amoritz Meisrin name, that means the Roiv Amoritz takes off Trumas to Meisus, so we don't have the Gzera Mishum Meisus. Wouldn't be a shash of Dovah Shein and Masukin. Trashi Meisrin name, B'loi Gaz Rinim Gzera L'Gzera. We will not make Gzera L'Gzera. If you want to make Gzera that you can't eat with him, we bow the Rov Amoritz and take off Trumas to Meisus anyway. So the Gemara Ella, how does a Rava learn why shouldn't the Zav Porish, the Choshev Zav eat with the Zav Amoritz, El Hashemah Yehi Rogel Etzlob Yechlenu Dvorm Temeyim B'Yimei Tarosei. Heiz Bezman Yura Porosh, that means when you tar, you eat everything but Tarosei, you shouldn't be Rogel with the Zav Amoritz. Because this Amoritz, about when you both Tome, you are allowed to eat together. Maybe you become your friend that will come to eat with you even when you're tar and he's still Tome. Or even when you both tar. But since he's an Amoritz, he's not Makbet on Tarosei. So he'll still have food in his house that he touched when he was a Zav. So therefore, you shouldn't be rugged with the Zav Amoritz, k'day that you shouldn't come to eat Tomei even when you're Torah. That's the pshat. So the Mor, Iboy Lehu, Nida, your wife is a Nida, Mal Shetiyoshon Imbailo, He Bebigdo, Vu Bebigdoi. Are you allowed to sleep together on the same bed? But if you're making a hicker, you're wearing the clothing and she's wearing the clothing. Is there any use to sleeping together about a Tashmish? That's also Mediraisa. That's a Chiyav Kor. The meat in one bed, kagoyin shu tomei, that she's tomei, she's a nida. The lekala mechash mishum tyra, or Rashab came, when the baal is tomei also. Therefore, there's no shash mishum tyra. Oy bizman hazeh shein boy tyra. Or else bizman hazeh, where we don't eat our food betyra, because everybody came out to the tomei mace and he can't become tor, so our food is tomei anyway. Is me chashin lehergal averi? Is there a chash with your own wife, even though she's a nida? Maybe al hergal averi means you'll have tashmish with her. Oy duma kivin dika kera mitkud chiri. Since you have a heker that you're both wearing clothing, it'll be a heker. That's enough heker to say it's mutter, even with the rabbanon to sleep in the same bed. That's the shaila. Omer Rabbi Yosef toshma bring your raya. Ho oif chicken oile im hagvin ala shochan. You're allowed to put it together on the same table. Aber veina nechel. You're not allowed to eat it together. Divrei Beshamay. It's El Beshamay. It doesn't make the Hachoka to say if one person is eating chicken and one person is eating gvino, they can't eat together on the same table. No. Right. Just you can't eat it together. But it could both be put up on the same table. Drashi ala shulchan. Shaychol lov mutu laniach boser roif eitz la gvino. You're allowed to put chicken next to cheese. The Gesavri Beshamai, Vosar Oif Becholov, even chicken if you eat with milk, Mamish Lav Diraisa. It's not Midiraisa, only Vosar Becholov is Midiraisa, not chicken. For like Gazrin and Halo Otto Achila, they weren't grazed to have both on top of the table, Otto Achila. Thus out Beshamai. Beisil Loimer, Beisil Lozmachmer, Beisil Loimer, Loi Oilov, Loi Nechel. No, you're not allowed to have on the same table where you're eating chicken and cheese together. Even though you're only going to eat right now the chicken, you can't have both of them in front of you on the table. The Yetzer is you have to have a special tablecloth or a special mat, but on the same table you can't have meat, chicken, and milk. So you see what? Even though it's only Yetzer the Rabbonin, still the Rabbonin made the Basil hold the saucer. Rashi Basil Oimrim Shema Mina the Yosa Chura Din by Yosa. Then a man with his wife when she's in Nida, they shouldn't be together. For you have Achok, you have the Gzeira, maybe they'll come to have Tashmish. So the Gemara notice no Tushtel here. Shani Hostam de Lekedeus. Here, when one person is coming to eat his supper, see if he has in front of him chicken and gvina, with choshes, even though you're starting to eat the chicken, maybe nobody's there to tell you to stop, not to eat the cheese. You go and eat the cheese. Mashin, here you have deus, though. You have two people. So even if you want to have tashmish with your wife will remind you, though, I'm a need am also now. So maybe that should be mutter. Shrashid leket deus, shnei v'nei yodim shiaskiroi. Stam to eat the chicken and cheese, there's no two people there. Zel is there. There's no shinui over there. Because there in the middle of wheat, they also, any food on top of your table usually eat. So there's a gezerah. If you have chicken and you have meat, you have chicken and cheese, maybe we'll eat them both. Mashenkin, here we have a heker. We'll soon see what the heker is that they're wearing clothing. You can't bring your raya from cheese and chicken because they were talking about nobody is there to stop you. But here, where you have your wife, two people, one will stop the other. So the Morahokinami Mistarva will bring your raya for this chilik. Teheicha dike deyas, because when you have two people, deyas, one to remind the other, it's mutter. Shani, Ziktoni Seifa says, two people are come to eat, two friendly people. They don't know one another. They come to eat on the same table. Is oichel na shulchan lecha, they're allowed to eat on one table. Ze oichel basar, ze oichel gvina. And we're not choshen, I'll come to eat your cheese. Why not? Because since we're two people here, so I'm eating chicken now. If I'm going to come to eat your cheese, the other person will come and stop you. So you see, when you have two people there, they remind one another. The more of Lavit Molo, Omar Rav Chana Barami, Omar Shmuel, Loishonu El Hashem Akirin Zezeh. When do we say it's called two days to remind one another when you're not friendly, you don't know one another? Then it's a svarah. If you eat my cheese, I'll stop you. I have the good care to stop you now. You're not allowed to. Abu Makirin, but when you have two friends eating together, then Omar Makirin Zezeh Asurim. When you have two friends eating together on the same table, they're not allowed to eat one milk and one flesh. But we do have the example to come to eat. Here, a man and his wife, you makir one another. So you see, even though you have two people, but since you makir one the other, we have the chash that you will do the avera. So here, it's a raya, you should be also then to sleep in the same bed with your wife, even though you're both wearing clothing, even though you're two people. Because we're afraid one won't remind the other, since they're both friends. So the Gemara name still is the chilek. Hochi hashta. Awesome, Deyasika, by eating on the same table, two friends, we say it's author, true, you have Deyas, two people, of a Shinu Leka, there's no Shinui. Namao, what do you eat? Anything on a table you eat. So even though it's your friend's chicken, you're eating cheese, we're choshes, maybe you eat your friend's chicken, because all the time is like that. Whatever's in front of you, you eat. Abahocha Iku Deyasika Shinui. Here with your wife, there's a Shinu involved. Not only are there two people, there's also a Shinu involved. So Trashi, Shinu leka shoichlem b'derech achila. When two people are eating together, two friends on a table, there's no shinu. That's the way you eat. Over here, ika shinu zatrashi. Dien derech lishin. Sant Rashi. What's the derech to sleep normal when your wife is tor? Ela b'kiravosa. They always sleep b'kiravosa. What does that mean? Kiravosa. The pasuk says, Sheira ksusa v'nosa. Man has three chiyuvim to his wife. Sheira, ksusa, to give a ksus, and v'nosa is tashmish. What does Sheira mean? Even without having Tashma Shamita, Stam, there's an Indian Sheira to be carved with your wife with the Basar. Shimoma, if the man says, the man says, I can't sleep to you together, Kira Basar, at night. I have to have my pajamas on. Is Yaitsev eating Ksuba? She has the right to ask for Ksuba, the Sechta Ksubis. While the Chiv of the Baal, the Sheira is a Trashi, is Kira Basar. It means normal, he says, they used to sleep without anything, but kiribosa, close to one another. That's where we used to sleep every night by studies. So mele here, when she's a nida, if he's going to be wearing begodim, and she's going to be wearing begodim, that's called a heker. So maybe that's mutter. He says, a chilek between two people eating on a table together. Two people eating two friends on a table together, there's no heker. Enechnami, one won't remind the other, but you don't have any heker to tell you to stop. So that's why it's awesome. But here with your wife, since normally they sleep without clothing, they sleep a kirav basar. Now that they're both wearing clothing, that should be a heker, that they know something is different. So there shouldn't be any gzera, you come to have tashmish. So maybe it's mutter. So we don't know what the loch is yet. So the Gemara, Shinu. Ika the army, something like this. Toshima, bring another raya. Grab Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Shnei achsa noyim, two people come together to eat. Oichle mashuch and echad, zeh basar, zeh gavina.
they're allowed to eat together. V'yitmolo omar avchonim barami yomar shmuel l'shonu v'la shemakirim zez. There's only mut if you don't know one another. Then we're not afraid you'll come to eat from your friend's food, I mean from another person's food, because you don't know him. It's not a shteigah to eat from somebody else's food. Avol makirim zez, but with the both friends, then it's rogel. To eat from your friend's food is awesome. So the mar v'honi bahani nami, here also man and his wife is makirim zez ninu. Zachor should be riots also. So the mar know the same upshlog. Hosam deus ika shinolekam. By eating together with your friend, true, you have two people, but there's no shinui. That's why it's awesome. Abahocho, ika deus vika shinu. Here you have two milas. There are two people. You know one another, but gefort is a shinu here. Since you're both wearing clothing that's different than usual, maybe it's mutter. So the more toshma, raifnu zemishna. Lo yoichel hazovim azova. Azov should not eat with his wife when she's a zova, mishum hergal avera. Because if you come to be too close with her, we're afraid you come to have tashmish with her. Is hachinami deyus ika shinu leka. So the more still there's no rai from there. What do we say? What does the Mishnah say? They're not allowed to eat together. Eating together, that's the way they eat the whole time. So if they eat now, when she's a nida, she's a zava, we're afraid they'll come to have tashmish together. Because there's no shinui. But our shaila here is when they're sleeping in the bed. Since normally they don't wear pajamas, now they're wearing pajamas, that should be hekka, maybe it should be mutter. You have no raya that it's also yet with the shinui. Toshima, I bring your eye from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, Elohorim lo yochal. Elohorim lo rashi, beperek Elohim, as Rafim said, Edna Forslom, Shloy nisparnes beschus ovis. Means he was a tzaddik, he didn't have to live on the schus ovis. Shlohutzruk lakak lefishu tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, means Elohorim. He said, I didn't have to come out the schus ovis lo yochal. I didn't eat beschus ovis. V'ein of loynosa, el gelulei beis Yisrael. He didn't put his eyes on the miskata beis Yisrael. V'es eishas re'eyu loytimot. He never had any znus with eishas re'eyu. V'el isha nida loyikrav. And he never came close to his own wife when she was a nida. So this passage puts the two dinim together about your friend's wife and your own wife when she's a nida. Is the chura makish isha nida le'eishas re'eyu. The same din your wife has when she's a nida as your friend's wife. So ma eishes riyah, just like your friend's wife, that's chita. Who be big doy? We be big doy. Also, avada, it's also touch your friend's wife. Avada to sleep in the same bed, even though wearing pajamas. Avada, that's also there's alocha af ishta nida. Who were then when your wife was a nida? Who be big doy? He be big doy. Avada was also. Avada was also to touch, to be a kiruv vasar, to sleep in the same bed, even though wearing pajamas. Still, it's also. Trashi. Rashi has a chiddush here. Rashi, ma eishes reyayu, the osalon yichud. Rashi learns it goes off ista yichud. You're not going to be meyachid with your wife's friend, with your friend's wife. Min ha-teira, chiddush like Rashi. Rashi learns an ista mediraisa, bigdusha meyameyachicha ben imecha. So he's being zikad Rashi, said there's no ista mediraisa on yichud, yichud only with the rabbonin. Rashi mashmas yichud yidiraisa. His male, just like your wife's friend, it's also be yichud, is who would be in your own wife. The nida lechul and Rashi, the vice kum is also an issa yichud. That's why it. That's enough in the Gemara that you're allowed to be miyachid with your wife when she's a nida. It's a bit so shver Rashi shita. But I call upon him. This is the Gemara tekesh do for our halacha. I call upon him that just like with your friend's wife, you can't sleep a kira vasa. It's who then with your own wife when she's a nida. You're not allowed to touch. You're not allowed to sleep a kira vasa. But stam yichud about it's mutter. You're allowed to sleep in the same room, just not touching. So the marsh yeshma mina that's awesome. So the Gemara pleaded the Repedos. This Gemara dings on Repedos. The Yomer Repedos, the Yosru Torah, whenever the Torah asks any type of Gila Arroyis, El Kurvo Shagila Arroyis. The Torah only asks Mamish Tashmish Amita. The Drashi Gila Arroyis, Tashmish Mamish. The Shar Kurvo. The Afilu Kira Vosim and Rabbonhi. Any other thing, when you touch even your friend's wife, you touch her, you kiss her, you hug her, it's only Osim and Rabbonim. Midirais, it's only Osim Gila Arroyis. So Melo Zatrashi, he be big da, filum rabbon lekle migzer. Say by Ishta Nida, since you have this hecker, that you have the big da, how Rashi, according to Rabbados, would be mutter. And after me, the rice, it's only Yosha, Tashma Shamita. So good, the rabbon made exer, you shouldn't even touch your friend's wife, or your own wife, neither you shouldn't touch her, for you have a hecker, he be big da, who be big da, according to Rabbados, that Rashi should be mutter. See, more like it says, please, the Rabbados. And Allah, we talk about Paschal, it's also, we have Paschal, not like Rabbados. Yeah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ish, el kol she'er besaro loisikrivu, legalis erva. So the only ish, the Torah is only tasma shamita, that's what's also. Kissing and hugging and touching, that's not midirais, it's only midirabonim. So the more Ula ki Yavyosmi Vei Rav, when Ula used to come home from Beis HaMedrash, from learning, have been Menashek Luli Achvosa, used to kiss his sister, Avei Chudayu, some say on the breast, V'yamri Lo Avei Yudayu, some say on the hands. So Ula was Mekel to kiss his sister. So the Gemara pleaded the day of the day, the theory in Ula himself. The Yama Ula, Ula himself says, Afilu Shum Kurvosa, Yishnom Ad Rabbonin, any type of touching, any air vizosa, any type of kurva, even kissing. Mishum, the pasuk says, Lech Lech Amirin Ziris Chos Chor, the Kamala Sikra. We tell a Nazir that since Midiraisi you're not allowed to eat, drink wine, we tell you, go away, don't even come near the Kerem, don't come near the vineyard. That's Rabbonin Dikir Sachoka. Hezuah didn't hear also any arroyes, that's also, they have tashmash on you, but the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to touch them, you're not allowed to kiss them. So who are Takasha, Ula and Ula? Ula himself holds you not allowed to kiss, right, even your sister, when she's bigger, so how did he himself kiss your sister? So Torah says, the Torah says like this. So he says, Buhu, Ula, who had your day about him? He knew by himself, Shloyovu the hero, Shet Sadi Gomer Hoya, Kod Yarmina Perak Bezik Subis, Rav Adam Arava, Machiv Loa Kasvei Merakid. When they went to Chasim, used to pick up the Kala and carry them on the shoulders. He used to pick up the Kala and throw them up. Omle Rabbonin, Ana Malin Ebrochis Rabbonin Esther Rashiva, we let also take the Kala and put the Kala on top of our shoulders. Omle, Idame Lechoin, Kikshu Lechaya, if the Kala would be doing with you like a piece of wood, it'll be Mutter. Viloi Loi. Now the main to say, the Rebbe told them, to us, we have no hero at all. We have no type at all. The Kala is mamish like a piece of wood. So for us, L'shem Shemayim, we picked them up to dance with them to give them a simcha. Or you, if you have some hero, it's also. That's Teretz here in Ula also. Ula himself was such a big tzaddik at the Madrega that he had no hero at all. So for him, it was Mutta Garma to kiss the sister, to kiss the Arroyes. As Rabbonin didn't make the Xero on such a tzaddik like that. His only Osa Midiraisa Tashma Shamita, anything else is Mutta Midiraisa. So Rabbonin made the Xeris not to go near them. That's only for a normal person that does have hero. But Ula was such a big tzaddik, he had no hero of him, was Mutta. Right. Tony de Ve'elio. Ve'elio said over Maisa, Lechur the Maisa de Elio and Novi. Maisa b'talmud echot. She'eshona harbi learned a lot. V'kora harbi learned a lot of mikron. V'shimish tamid echom. He learned a lot of Gemara. He learned very stark. Tamichom harbi. U'meis b'chati yomav. He died. He was 35, 40. He died. Half of his life he died. Died early. V'yisi'ishto in the telus tefillah. So his wife was very brave. Felt very bad about it. She took his tefillin. She went to all the shuls and bought him a drashos. For Yomru Lehem, she asked all the Rashivas, all the Rabbonin. It says in the Torah, it says if you learn Torah, you'll have a Riches Yomin, a Bailim, my own husband, Shoshana Harbi, the Korah Harbi.